In Wisconsin, friends and family of Captain John Kurth are mourning his death, though they say he was doing exactly what he wanted to do when he died. The 31-year-old West Point graduate was killed last Saturday in Tikrit when a roadside bomb exploded under his Humvee while on patrol. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Gil Halstead has this profile.
John Frederick Kurth grew up in Columbus, Wisconsin, population 4,443. He was nicknamed Hans after his great-grandfather. Six generations of Kurths have lived in Columbus, and seemingly everyone in town knows the family. During the first Gulf War as a junior in high school, Kurth wrote editorials in the school newspaper calling on his classmates to support the troops. The next year, his classmates voted him most likely to succeed. When Kurth graduated as a National Merit Scholar in 1991, he went on to West Point to pursue his dream of becoming a soldier. Diane Pekarsky-Weiner was his English teacher.
I guess I recall when he was in my English class, his saying he could see dying for his country as being the best thing that would happen in a person's life. And I guess I knew he was determined to go on and serve his country.
Kurth has stayed in touch with one of his high school classmates, Joe Vail, by email. They played together on the football team the year their school won the state championship. Vail says just before the war in Iraq started, Kurth wrote about his eagerness to fight.
He said, "Joe, don't take this the wrong way. Don't make this sound like warmongering, but I'm excited about the opportunity to go over there and do my job." And he really felt confident that we were doing the right thing and that there would be a lot of good that would come out of it.
When Kurth was home last Christmas, he told his mother, Loretta, that he'd be heading to Iraq in a few months. She says he was really looking forward to it.
You know, he was well-trained. I mean, he was the best, of course. And his whole company, he was a company commander. And he was so proud of his company because they were so well-trained and was ready to go there and do his job.
John Kurth had talked about returning to West Point someday to teach. Another one of his high school buddies, Travis DeBussy, says his friend's death has hit him hard, but he feels better knowing he died as a soldier.
He wasn't some poor kid who signed up to get some money for college, found himself in the middle of this, you know, combat. He knew exactly what he was getting into, and, you know, he had no problem with that.
Funeral arrangements for Captain John Kurth have not been finalized yet. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison, Wisconsin.